children to come and worship. And so we wanted to set this time aside so that the children can come and celebrate Christ's birth in a way that's meaningful to them. So I've got quite a few announcements, if you will bear with me. The first is that you've probably noticed Judy is not here today. Judy is terribly sick. And so I ask that you hold her in prayer and that you hold her family in prayer. There's so much sickness going around, and when one person gets sick, we kind of pass it along to the others. So please hold Judy in prayer. Because she's not here and I was not able to find another accompanist, we're going to sing a cappella today. So the hope is that we're going to make a memory. Oh, you remember that Sunday a few years back when we sang all those Christmas hymns a cappella? Oh, yeah, I remember that. So hopefully we will get started with the right note and we'll just carry ourselves through those songs. The December-January newsletter went out yesterday in the emails. Hopefully those of you who have paper copies have gotten yours. Otherwise, they will be coming out in the mail. One thing that I want to lift up, you still have time to make a Christmas designation. You can choose to purchase a poinsettia or a gift to the backpack program in memory or in honor of a loved one. These forms are at both even tomorrow to make sure that it goes into the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day bulletins. So that is available. I have a couple of cards. One is from Rebecca Fulbright. Dear Holly Grove family, on behalf of Denise Reiger, who's on our prayer list and we gave her a prayer shawl, thank you so much for the beautiful prayer shawl. She's told me countless times that she can feel all of our prayers. Also, on behalf of myself and Naomi, who is her granddaughter, thank you for the beautiful baby blanket. It's such a blessing to be a part of our family at Holly Grove. And then this is a card from someone whose father has been in hospice. The Agape Circle also gives prayer shawls to hospice. Thank you for the prayer shawl you made and donated to hospice. My brother Ken was the recipient. It was so nice to see. Again for sharing your talent, time, and care. Renee Noonan. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Our prayer shawl ministry is a remarkable, remarkable ministry. And we have another prayer shawl to bless this morning. This is for Celinda Evett, who is a very dear friend of Pat Elder, who is a very dear friend of Pastor Constance Garrett. Going in and out? Okay, let me come over here a minute. So Celinda Evett is a very dear friend of Pat Elder, who's a very dear friend of Pastor Constance Garrett, and her friend Celinda Evett is having a lot of medical challenges right now. And so let us pray for Celinda. God, we thank you for the gift of the prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. That these blankets aren't just pieces of yarn put together, but that they are symbols of love and care and concern. We thank you for all of those who make these prayer shawls and for all who give the gift of yarn. We ask that you would be with Celinda as she makes her way through all of these medical challenges and treatments. Give her your comfort and peace. And as she feels the weight of this prayer shawl on her shoulders or her lap, may she also feel the weight of our love and care for her here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll pass this around in just a minute. Okay, let me see if there's anything else I'm forgetting. We've got quite a few things happening in the life of our church this week leading up to Christmas. The Agape group is having their Christmas party tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Barbecue Center. Tuesday night is a Christmas edition of Brews and Hymns at Bull City, so come together and we'll sing Christmas hymns together. Wednesday, the Senior Citizens Group is having their Christmas party in the morning, and then that evening will be our final Advent dinner and worship service. We'll be looking at the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And then next Saturday, Christmas Eve, we've got our candlelight service at 9 o'clock. And next Sunday morning, I can't believe Christmas will be here in a week. Next Sunday morning, we will worship on Christmas Day together with a service of lessons and carols. Are there any announcements that I am forgetting? Tina. So Tina says, thank you to everyone who offered gifts for the angel tree this year, that when she loaded them all in her car, they hardly fit. And through those gifts, you all are helping to provide a little bit of Christmas for children who otherwise wouldn't have it. Last but not least, we have a couple of birthdays this week. Calvin Carrick is on the 23rd, and sadly, he is sick this morning. And also Johnny Fritz, whose birthday is today. Can we sing happy birthday to Johnny? Mickey, will you start us off?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
How old? Oh, no, no, no. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Without a prelude, we're going to jump right in to the call to worship. Jesus came as a baby in a manger. Jesus came in a lowly stable. Shepherds brought their worship. Angels sang his praise. Magi brought their gifts. What shall we do? Will someone start us off with, O come all ye faithful?
Oh,
The last few weeks, as we have been lighting the candles on the Advent wreath, we have been offering the hopes and prayers of confirmation students at confirmation camp this summer. We have read prayers for hope, peace, joy, and today we read prayers and hopes for love. Just as I was this summer when they wrote them, I have been very moved and touched by the hopes and prayers of their hearts. And so today, on the fourth and final Sunday of Advent, we're going to read back through all of their hopes and prayers represented in all of the weeks of Advent. And we have two of our confirmation students here this morning who are going to help us read them.
I hope that the Ukraine and refugees find health and stability. I hope that my papa finds peace with the world in his last moments. I hope my sister does good with her surgery. I hope everyone with depression and anxiety has people who care about them. I hope for peace for the people with disabilities. I hope each person knows Jesus better at the end of camp this week. I hope that there is peace in Ukraine. May all who feel inadequate be given strength and hope by people around them to keep going. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Peace be with everyone who is struggling in any way. May people who are struggling have peace in their lives, and may the people around them give them peace. I hope for peace in the world, and for love for the world, and for people to have peace in their minds. May the peace of God be given to all people. I need peace in my heart. May there be peace for Ukraine. May there be peace for my heart. May peace be with all of the people in the world. Peace for all people with mental illness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
May there be joy for the people in Ukraine. May there be joy for the whole world. May there be joy in the hearts who suffer. May there be joy in hearts of all the Ukraine refugees. May there be joy in the struggle and in waiting. May there be joy in the hardship and pain of losing someone you love. May there be joy in the heart of all who mourn. May there be joy for everyone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
And now we light the candle representing love. I wish everyone would show love like God loves us. May everyone show love for the LGBTQIA+ community. May everyone know that they are loved, no matter who they are or what they do. May all people love others like they want to be loved. May we all know that God loves us even when we don't realize it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your gracious hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the light of the world. Amen.
We have to go to Bethlehem, Joseph told Mary. Emperor Augustus has ordered that all of the people need to be counted. But Joseph, Mary said, what about our baby? He will be born soon. We'll go slowly, Mary. Bethlehem will be crowded, so we need to leave now. So Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem, the city of David, to be counted along with all of the other people. It was cold when they arrived. Joseph knocked on many doors looking for a room, But everyone said no. Finally, an innkeeper answered his door. "I have no room," said the innkeeper, "but you can stay in the little stable in the back. It's warm and the hay is fresh." "Joseph," Mary said, "I think it's time for the baby to be born." That night, Mary gave birth to Jesus. She laid him in a manger. The animals kept them warm as they waited for morning. Outside of Bethlehem, shepherds watched their sheep on the hills. Suddenly, an angel appeared. The shepherds looked up at the bright night sky. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I bring wonderful news. The child God promised was born tonight." The shepherds listened in amazement. The twinkling stars seemed to echo each of the angels' words. The angels continued, "Go to Bethlehem. You will find the child laying in a bed of hay." Suddenly, many angels filled the heavens. They sang together, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth." "Let's hurry," one shepherd said. The angels said the child was born tonight. The shepherds happily hurried into Bethlehem. The angel was right. The shepherds found a baby Jesus asleep on a bed of hay. They told Mary and Joseph all the angel had said. The angel said the baby is the Messiah, the promised one. "He is the one we waited for," they explained. "But this is a stable. Would God be born here among the animals?" "Moo," said the cow. "Ba," said the sheep. "Coo," said the dove. Mary smiled. She knew that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Later, the shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for all they had seen and heard. Jesus was born.
I am a sheep, and I would love the children to come and let me tell them a story about Jesus being born. I had to let you know I'm a sheep, just in case it wasn't obvious. So unfortunately, so many of the young people of our congregation are sick this morning. I've heard from so many parents, and so we lift all of our young people who are at home sick this morning up in prayer. But I'm grateful that you all came up this morning. Good morning, Raya. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Isabel and Maddie. So you have some masks of some animals because I'm about to read a story with some animals in it, and I thought maybe we could all dress up as animals, but I am a sheep this morning, and I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine named Joshua. Once upon a time, in a sunny valley, there lived a little lamb named Joshua. He was white with black spots and black feet and sad eyes. Josh felt sad when he saw the other lambs with snow-white wool and no spots. He felt sad when he saw the other sheep with their moms and dads because he didn't have a mom or dad. But he felt the saddest when he saw the other lambs running and jumping because he couldn't. Josh had been born with one leg that didn't work quite right. He was crippled and he always limped when he walked. That's why he always watched while the other lambs ran and played. Josh felt sad and alone, except when Abigail was around. Abigail was Josh's best friend. She didn't look like a friend for a lamb because she was an old cow. She was brown with white blotches that looked like rain puddles on her path. Her belly was round, and her voice was always kind and friendly. Some of Josh's favorite hours were spent with Abigail. They loved to pretend they were on adventures in distant lands. Josh liked to listen to Abigail tell stories about the stars. They would spend hours on the hill looking into the valley. They were really good friends. But even with a friend like Abigail, Josh still got sad. It made him so sad to be the only lamb who could not run and jump and play in the grass. But that's when Abigail would turn to him and say, "Don't be sad, little Joshua. God has a special place for those who feel left out." Josh wanted to believe her, but it was hard. Some days he just felt alone. He really felt alone the day that the shepherds decided to take the lambs to the next valley where there was more grass. The sheep had been in this valley so long that the ground was nearly bare. All of the sheep were excited when the shepherd told them that they were going to a new meadow. As they prepared to leave, Josh hobbled over and took his place on the edge of the group. But the others started laughing at him. "You're too slow to go all the way to the next valley. Go back, Slowpoke. We'll never get there if we have to wait on you. Go back, Joshua." That's when Josh looked up and saw a shepherd standing in front of him. "They're right, my little Joshua. You better go back. This trip is too long for you. Go back and spend the night in the stable." Josh looked at the shepherd for a very long time. Then he turned slowly and began limping away. I think he was really, really sad. When Josh got to the top of the hill, he looked down and saw all of the other sheep headed toward the green grass. Never had he felt so left out. A big tear slipped out of his eye, rolled down his nose, and fell on a rock. Just then, he heard Abigail behind him. And Abigail said what she always said when Josh felt sad. "Don't be sad, little Joshua. God has a special place for all of those who feel left out." Slowly, the two friends turned around and walked to the stable together. By the time they got to the little barn, the sun was setting like a big orange ball. Josh and Abigail went inside and began to eat some hay out of the feed box. They were very hungry, and the hay tasted very good. For a while, Joshua forgot that he had been left behind. "Go to sleep, little friend," Abigail said after they finished eating. "You've had a hard day." Josh was tired, so he lay down in the corner on some straw and closed his eyes. He felt Abigail lay beside him. He was glad to have a friend like Abigail. Soon Josh was asleep. At first he slept soundly, curled up against Abigail's back. In his sleep he dreamed. He dreamed of running and jumping like the other sheep. He dreamed of long walks with Abigail through the valley. He dreamed of being in a place where he never felt left out. But suddenly, some strange noises woke him up. "Abigail," he whispered, "wake up, I'm scared." Abigail lifted her big head and looked around. The stable was dark except for a small lamp hanging on the wall. "Somebody's in here," Josh whispered. They looked across the dimly lighted stable. Over there, laying on some hay in the feed box, was a baby. A young woman was resting on a big pile of hay next to the feed box. Joshua looked at Abigail, thinking his friend could tell him what was going on. But Abigail was just as surprised as Josh. Josh looked again at the woman and the child, and he limped across the stable. He stopped next to the mother and looked into the baby's face. The baby was crying. He was cold. The woman picked up the baby and put him on the hay next to her. Josh looked around the stable for something to keep the baby warm. Usually there were blankets, but not tonight because the shepherds had taken them on their trip across the valley. But then, Josh remembered his own soft, warm wool. Timidly, he walked over and curled up close to the baby. "Thank you, little lamb," the baby's mother said softly. Soon the little child stopped crying and went back to sleep. About that time, a man entered the stable carrying some rags. "I'm sorry, Mary," he explained. "This is all the cover I could find." "It's okay," she answered. "This little lamb has kept the new king warm." "A king?" Josh looked at the baby and wondered who this might be. "His name is Jesus," Mary spoke as if she knew Josh's question. "He is God's son. He came from heaven to teach us about God." Just then, there was another noise at the door. It was the shepherds, all of the ones who had left Joshua behind. Their eyes were big and they were excited. "We saw a bright light and heard the angels," they began. But then they saw Joshua next to the baby. "Joshua, do you know who this baby is?" "He does now." It was the young mother who was speaking. She looked at Joshua and smiled. "God has heard your prayers, little lamb. This little baby is the answer." Joshua looked down at the baby. Somehow he knew this was a special child, and this was a special moment. And he also understood why he had been born with a crippled leg. Had he been like the other sheep, he would have been in the valley. But since he was different, since he was in the stable, he was among the first to welcome Jesus into the world. He turned and walked back to Abigail and took his place beside his friend. "You were right," he told her. "God does have a special place for me." That's a story about the night that Jesus was born. And although we don't really know if there was a Joshua, we do know that God has a special place for all of those who feel left out, and that God has a place for people who aren't always seen or heard by other people, and that God loves you so much, and that God has a special place and a special purpose for you, so that you can love Jesus and you can share this story about Jesus, so that other people can know Jesus and love him too and be loved by him. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for baby Jesus. Help us to remember that he is a special baby. That he is a king. And he is also our friend. Help us to share Jesus' story with other people so they can know that God loves them. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you so much for coming up. And if you'd like to keep those masks, you can keep the masks. Mickey, will you start us with our hymn of the day?
Hark the herald angels sing.
people of God in Christ, Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Creating God, you have created everything that exists, the earth and all living things. Help us to take care of all animals and the environment. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. God of peace, you call us to love others and ourselves. Help those in authority rule with justice and peace, not greed or selfishness. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Caring God, there are a lot of people struggling right now, and a lot of people who are in need. Help us meet the needs of those around us in practical ways. Please comfort those who are suffering in any way, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Carrie, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Neil, Paul and Carolina, the family of Jean Queen, Joe, Robert, Judy, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Nelson, Calvin, Rosala. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Faithful God, your faith is our hope. Help us at Holly Grove spread your faith around the world. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. God of light, we have been lighting Advent candles for several weeks to remind us that you are the light of the world. Help us keep making room for you, Jesus, in our hearts. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comforting God, thank you for all the people who have died and that you have taken into your arms. Help us bring comfort to people who have lost loved ones. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray together. Let us pray together.
God of wonder, we offer you these humble gifts, signs of your goodness and mercy. Receive them with our gratitude, that through us all people may know the riches of your love in Christ Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. please stand? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together.
Lord Jesus, you have fed us with your love. With singing angels and the shepherds, send us to praise your name and tell the earth Jesus' story, so that all may know your love. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in the peace of the newborn Christ. Thanks be to God.